to go back to him.
Is that the purpose?
Thank you very much. My chair, I think I wish to compare you know, the culture of the community is very relevant in our country. The topic must come and come now. And we wish that that we are not as and then it is not part of us, because we normally give the IGC the opportunity to come into that. So it will be one of the actions that we expect them to do a thorough work on the matter and come in. It will be a well-informed one, because there is done in terms of that. Not just a question just come and go. That's my thing. I don't think there's one of problem with that. But I think ours is to make sure that we give them some time. And then we can report that we're able to carry out. Thank you very much.
I must indicate that in the last term, the fourth parliament, we did attempt to ask, because we wanted IDC to disclose information related to people that were doing business with. And then they did inform us that, no, they can't disclose information prior to getting approval from their client. We asked, we even requested the services of our legal people here. After getting clarity from the Speaker's office, we got the legal office to clarify the rules in as far as the rule of disclosure is concerned. And we found that the disclosure of information by IDC was permissible up to as far as their agreement with the clients are concerned. But nothing is stopping us if we feel that there is a matter at hand that we want to clarify with a particular company, to select that company and then bring it for clarification, of course, through the IC or together with the IC, we could still do so. So I'm saying this because this is not the first time we're dealing with this. Although we did not then approach it from the PP position, we approached it as a disclosure issue because we were concerned that there are certain companies where we do not have full information and therefore we didn't understand the where they come from, where they get money from, and so forth and so forth. So I don't think there'll be any problem in really focusing on that particular matter going forward, because it will bring clarity to all of us. I know the matter came with IDC, I mean, through questions. But the way we dealt with it, I didn't think it would be something that would really need to talk to it further. But if really the committee feels we need to do so, there's nothing stopping us from it. Let's focus on that matter. If Dr. Kado raises it in his speech, fine, the minister will be able to respond to that. But for us as a committee, I think it's important that we formalize the discussions around the PT issue and get a clarity from IDC, what do they understand by that, and inform ourselves and then so that we can have a position as a committee. If that is okay with everyone, we can move from there. I hope that Dr. Kado that covers me. Okay, thank you. May we then proceed? We're still on page 19 under recommendations. If there are no further recommendations, may we proceed to the Competition Commission? Page 20. on page 20, 21. Are we okay with the 20? May we go to 21 then? Go to 22. There's auto sector, there's general on other issues, and then there's also on public transport.
Yeah.
Under? On the next page, no?
23.
Oh, before then, okay. Were you raising it with a particular interest on page 22?
I had just expected from the first section on the courses and from the
under market inquiry. Okay, can we go to the 23? Are we satisfied with this too? Did the minister table the report prior or after we have discussed this with the because I thought it was prior.
I think it was prior.
Yes, so we need to make it. He has the table. Not the minister will table it. Because I remember it's prior to us engaging. Who has tabled? Who has since tabled this to Parliament? Okay. Page 24. Can we focus on observation?
We didn't think about ensuring transformation in the field of competition at all coming up.
Come again?
I can't recall the discussion around transformation in the field of competition law taking place during the briefing. Did the Competition Commission express a view on the matter?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
Can we first start with the first one, because I also want to start and then we'll come to that one. The need to review the organizational structure of the commission. I think we need to also clarify what we mean by that, so that it becomes clear. Why do we need the organizational structure to be reviewed? Does that make sense?
If I remember well, Chair, they were indicating that there is an increase in the work that they are doing. I think they needed some additional capacity to be able to can undertake their responsibilities properly. And if that was to happen, it would mean that the structure as we have known it would have to change so that you don't have people come in on a temporary basis and so on. You need to have people within the structure who will be sufficient in terms of capacity. So the commission is able to do its work properly. It was in that context when you spoke of the need to review the organizational structure.
Mm. Is that our understanding? I think there was an increase in the measures, increase in all the programs in terms of the number of requests that they are getting. For the lodger. So hence that. So it's appalling now that I can craft it so that you can understand what is the problem. Can you come to the second one? Transformation in the field of competition law. Remember we're talking, there were questions around unless Peter Paul wants to clarify that first before I come to.
First, what I want to know is, are we talking about the transformation of the workforce and the competition commission?
Not internal.
Are we talking about the field of competition?
Field of competition, yeah.
But what can the competition commission really do about that?
No, that's why we recommended that they should increase their the marketing of their work. So that, because they did indicate that what they're doing, they also are going out to schools and so forth, just to market the type of what they're doing in their needs at the school level. But also go to universities, recruit from the universities, issue out bursaries, that's what they said they would be doing more, so that they are able to change the current, the whole setup as it is. I think that, if you agree with me, that's the context. Sustainability. So we must also clarify it further so that it's clear. You know, a member of the committee does not even understand what about an outside person who would want to understand what you wanted to say here. Sustainability of the costly nature of market inquiry. We also talked about this. I think that's when we asked whether can they select so that they are not found everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm correct in that decision.
Yeah, is sustainability in terms of affordability. You know, because there are so many markets out there. And if they just target any market and do all these things simultaneously, it depletes the resources. Also, it does not allow them to focus. So we're discussing it in that context. We need to try and make it sustainable and make it affordable when they focus on certain key areas. So that is not just...
They're not found everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. If we agree that the context, can we then... You're welcome. Can we then proceed to the next? Or if we have any further additions, if we have additions under observation, we could add... If we agree, these are the only observations we made under Competition Commission, we can then proceed. If we are satisfied, let's proceed. this recommendation.
So you check what page number we
are? We're on page 25.
Yeah, the first recommendation check supports the observation that we're making on the previous page. It won't make such a big difference, but in a way it will. When you read the second recommendation, at the end of the, just before the commission must report, if we were to say outsourcing is phased out eventually, not phased eventually out, phased out eventually.
Are we in agreement? Any other, if we satisfied with the recommendation? Also satisfied with the note at the end of the recommendation?
Yes.
May we then propose to six under competition from the tribunal, page 25. May we go to page 26. Request that we verify the number on page 27. Page 28, committee observation. We only have one. I think we must specify how many commissioners and also congratulate to them on their report. So we didn't make an observation. I remember we did. The short of performance outside the commission. So the challenge being that they are not also able to get, just like competition commission, they are not able to get, you know, especially around the previous disadvantage. It was around transformation. remember when they mentioned that they also invited schools from Pretoria location. Mm-hmm. We requested them to extend to other areas, and they complained. Complained that they have a problem of budget. That's why they focused, you know, in the nearby area. We requested that they must request the constituents' offices to assist. I remember that. Collective request. You are mentioning that under recommendation, but it's not there under observation, and we did observe that. Because even Mr. Manon said their problem is not really around the commissioner per se, because the law defines or prescribes. But then if they could also get the practitioner, added the practitioner, so that they are able then to be able to meet the target. He even indicated that the load that they got from Competition Commission, they could not process everything, if you remember. The numbers. It was 16, I think. While the commission registered 23. So I think we need to, you need to gather that information. Request what are you called? Request them to assist you with the reporting. I think that's the only observation we made, and I think it will also suffice that we also make another one recommendation as it is now. I check. You'll have
all sorry, check. I'm not sure if I'm getting these entities mixed up, but I think it was the tribunal who were telling us that they started a publication that is speculating, explaining what they're doing and so on. And I made a comment that it is only in English. If they could also, you know, take it up to Zulu and so it's not all the
The name is in Sotho.
Yeah. Pardon?
The publication's name is Sotho. It's a Sotho name.
Yeah, but the content.
But the content is English. Yes.
Yeah, so we say, in trying to make sure that you know the information, the way that they're being reached with this audience, they should consider at least extending to Zulu and Sotho as a start, just to make sure that a broader section of our people are able to follow what they're doing.
Remember, they said initially it was just an internal magazine. Now they taking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a start. I think that's what they said. The intention was to take it to reach out other people outside the commission.
Yeah,
I mean the tribunal.
Chair, we made that particular request because in many instances our things come out in English, as if we expect all our people to be versatile in English. So if we say it so to anything, we understand their constraints financially and so on. But we said their target must to take it to at least Zulu and so in the meantime, so that a bigger section of our people are able to follow the bill. The jargon that they use there in the publication is of a high class.
Mm-hmm.
Even an ordinary person may not be able, mutandis, tutandis, and all those things. You don't understand what they're saying. So, you know.
Yeah, no, they use a lot of legal jargon. Yes, jargon. I thought you wanted to say something.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can we incorporate those two issues? If we all agree. Otherwise, let's move to ITEC. What MFN MFN tariff. You see? We also don't know, but we expect other people to understand. Can you put it in full and then can then first and then you can then continue to put it in. We agree, can go to page 2031. I in capital letters. I know they put their department in small letters, but I think for the purpose of, because we are not a department, for the purpose of better understanding, so that the people do not mistake and say something else. Page 32. Can we look at the observations? Freedom of key posts, especially that of Deputy Chief Commissioner, and the further acquisition of the necessary expertise. What are we saying about the freedom of the Deputy Chief Commissioner? And consistency, Peter Paul, and Melissa. We just go from committee observation straight into number one. Whereas with the previous one, you preceded that with something. There must be consistency in how we do our right. But can we clarify what we want to say? But when you say observations, the freedom of key posts, especially that of deputy, what about the deputy commission? Is it a vacancy that's still not filled? Can we finalize point number one and then we'll come to that one? What What was our observation or concern around the filling of keyholes? I wasn't there.
I think we also wanted the, if I'm not mistaken, we always wanted the role of that deputy to be clearly defined.
Mm.
Not just to be a token.
Want the minister to fill that post and clarify and further clarify the deputy commissioner's role. Okay. And on the acquisition of further skills, expertise on what? Acquisition of the necessary expertise. This is the commission, the ITEC.
The tribunal in particular, the similar case that the commission of the deputy chief commission, but also the necessary expertise to also in general for the commission to be able to do this.
Okay.
Maybe I think it's a matter of.
It must be clear also.
Mm.
Not clarifying. Can we effect those changes? Because today we must start to can you come to the
next? Chair, it just seems quite wide open that the previous report about the financial board is scale on the financial estate. It doesn't really explain this or it might have been one.
What is our observation or concern then? But what are we observing on the misstatement? On that trend? Wanted to say
yeah, something similar.
Okay.
I thought the statement would say the previous critical report of the Auditor General, so that by the time you reach the statement, you understand that the Auditor General was not here for the repetition of the statement, because the statement were a repetition, that they were there previously.
Maybe we can expand it. The previous critical report by the Auditor General on the financial statements remain unresolved.
The findings. We make the findings. So it was not.
Because wouldn't he give them a preliminary report to give them a chance to resolve the statement that they made? So there's still mistakes that can lead to the action of the resolve of the vision.
this is with regards to the previous statement, financial statement, the annual financial statement.
Mm.
So we're talking to that. So it must be clear what are we talking about. The 2016-17 is not yet what are we saying? Because here we're dealing with the 2017-18 annual plan. Are we saying in the annual plan there's nothing that talks to addressing the challenge as raised by the Auditor General? Is that what you're saying? Which report?
The one
AG.
No, the AG made a finding. And then did we look into the current, their annual plan and look at the MTF plan that says we still not, the commission is still not addressing the issues that were raised in that annual financial statement. Where does this arise? Because I just wanted to, I want to clarify, because remember we are dealing with the plan for the year. We're not dealing with the report. So if our concern is that when we look at the plan of the commission, there's nowhere where it talks to the resolution of this particular challenge that they had with the Auditor General. In their plan, there's nothing that covers it. Then we write something to that regard.
The challenge will probably find it.
Now that I'm certain, Peter Paul, I'm certain also that the Auditor General raised that. But the context under which we're raising this is what worries me. Because if we are concerned, because it means therefore that they must then present a plan that would show that they're planning to address this particular matter. Or their plan is not showing that, therefore we want them to bring that, to include that in their plan. Because there must be, we can't observe it and not come with a recommendation. The recommendation must follow through. Can we clarify this, colleagues? I think we need to clarify. We are not this, because it has implications for the annual plan. If we can just correct that, if we're really concerned about that, that their plan is not, then I'll request that yourself and not start looking to the agency. So that if we finally decide to put it as it is, we know, and then we can recommend. But did they understand that in our discussion is something else? Rather, you were sharing, I guess. That
I'll follow up.
Okay. Can we deal with number 3? Are we happy with it? Further engagement on PPS.
Yeah, we need further engagement.
Yeah, because remember we did engage on this. We called a special meeting for PPS where the commissioner came and briefed us on the PPS, the minister also on the PPS last week. Yes, we were dealing with the metal issue. If you remember well. We're dealing with AMSA issue. Okay. I think if we need a further engagement on this, so it means we must call the commission to come and brief us, or the minister, together with the minister, to come and brief us on the is it the progress, or is it the, what are we saying?
The recommendation must be to that.
Oh, there is a recommendation. Okay. It's just that I wanted to be clear so that as a chair also I'm able to talk to this issue. Okay. Can we go to recommend it? If we are happy with the observations made thus far, may we then move on to the recommendation? Number one. Are we happy with it?
Yes.
Number two. So there is an impression already that is created because we say the review of the safeguard guidelines learning is the relevant PA. And the impact that on the price preferences. We need them to prioritize this so as to ensure certainty in the sector. Is that what you're saying? Because that's our impression. We are putting an impression there. And from there, we recommend it that a progress report must be made. So we are saying, in other words, we are not impressed with what is happening within the sector because there's no such a certainty. We are giving an impression. That's what we are saying as a committee. Okay, is that what we are saying? I just want all of us to agree that we also agree that the whole sector is uncertain on the system, the preference system, how it works, because the impact study is not there. Needs to be reviewed.
I think
yes.
Yeah, maybe we should write it in full than in part of bracket EPA.
Are we saying we are happy with what the wages for this? Because the content is much, it's most important. It represents us. And if that's what we say, it's fine, let's proceed. But if we are not happy about something, we should also say possible. We need all of us to defend the present of the day.
I think it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Peter Paul, the observation there must talk to this issue then. Number three, strengthen the capacity of the steel committee to monitor the industry. We agree. What in which sense? Or in what sense actually? Today, because I thought they have representatives from various stakeholders. And the chair is the commissioner, the chief commissioner. So how do you want to strengthen it? Did you talk to those things?
Yeah, I think for me it was just it was something that I saw in the report that was saying from ITEC consultants, they were saying that it's a new phenomenon. There's only ever been one report since the Minister established the conference.
Thank you, Chair. We are recommending that this steel committee must do its work.
I think so, but
which
if
is
you
to
say
monitor and to monitor the industry, they must perform.
Yeah, but then if you include capacity, it means a certain constraints,
yeah.
Either human capacity constraints or financial constraints, or any form of constraint. We need to clarify that. So that we are able to say, because it serves as a blockage for the functioning of the committee, or in the functioning of the committee. So
I think this two committee consists of relevant people, experts.
Yeah.
All they need to do is to make sure that they work, they perform, and
so
they
we
monitor.
Remove the strength and the capacity.
Yeah.
Because we're not yet convinced that they lack capacity, it's just that they are not organized.
Mm.
That's why they don't do the work. Unless maybe in the committee they did explain.
Yeah, I don't think that was the problem.
Okay. Begin the process of designing mechanisms for the monitoring of all reciprocal commitments made. So can't we then delete number three so that we are left with four only? For the steel committee monitoring of reciprocal commitment, something like that. But then remove the three if
yeah,
you all agree.
One.
Okay. Are we all in agreement?
Yes.
We all agree. Okay. Five. And review of the organization's risk management plan undertaken to ensure that the issues raised by the issues are dealt with consistently. Okay, that is covered. The first one that we jumped into.
On the second line, on conclusion.
Mm.
I think it is usually directors general, the plural of.
You're correct.
Leadership of the,
or
the entire collective
of the department. There's a little bit meaningless to me, and probably there's a lot of people out there reading this.
Yeah, there's a collective of the department, and then next one is the collective leadership. It's two
of the entity.
So should we be saying the current active idea of director general, all the staff at the department, and the collective leadership of the I'm not sure what you mean by the entire collective of the department. Are you referring to all the staff members, or are you referring to leadership? Well, then you need to say that, the staff members. That's the choice of words. Not
and the entire staff, no? Then the collective leadership of the entities.
Yes, entities.
So then if you begin to say the chairperson, you need to also mention the deputy chairperson. Because the commission, both of them have. And then the chairs of the board. Can always reload into the confusion. Okay. Can you quickly then print the changes so that we are able then to look at them? May we have at least 20 minutes break? We come back for those changes. If you have to ask for 11. Okay. Do you agree? Half past 11?
What is the time?
My watch says it's 5 to 11. Okay, 35 minutes before you do. Can we have a temporary agenda? Not adjournment, but break. May we have that?